what they want.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So some people are now referring to me as T-Lat.
Yeah, T-L-A-T, the lovely and talented. Yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of cool, I think. Mm-hmm. You know? Anyway, real quick, so Dawn Blanken is doing work for us now. I mean, she's contributing to the show. And as such, you know, I've told you that she's like a fact checker. If we say something wrong on the show, she usually is quick to email me and say, well, this is what really happened or so on. So we were talking about how they're bringing bees to California
to help pollinate
because there's
almonds.
No bees. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you said, and the bees go back.
Right.
And I was like, oh, right. You know, they really go back, you know, and she corrected us. They bring the hives to California. The bees go wherever the hives go. So if they leave the bees there for a couple of weeks and then they move the hives, they take the bees with them and move them someplace else.
The bees come back out at night. They go back to the hive and they go out to forage during the day.
Right.
So it says in this email that she sent us, it says the best time to move the hive is at night because they're not out foraging.
Right.
They so come it makes back to the hive.
I was joking and saying, yeah, right, the bees go back home.
Well,
but they
I
do.
Wasn't going to argue with you on the air, so.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for letting me be right on the air. But Dawn won't let me be right.
Oh,
so
well.
There you go. So how do you like this? GMA this morning did a whole segment on coconut oil. Could you imagine?
The celebrities are now using coconut. And then it's like Gwyneth Paltrow is using it and this one.
Gwyneth
and
Paltrow
one.
Uses it to heal her broken bones from being a vegan and training with Tracy Anderson. Yeah.
No, basically it said this one is using it to remove her makeup. This one's putting it in her hair. And so I said to Carl, why does it have to be celebrities to make something popular?
Yeah, because people are dopes. I mean, not our audience. The people that are listening to the show are not, but the average American is a dope. So they have to wait for Gwyneth Paltrow to do something for them to go, oh, this must be right to do. There's no critical thinking out there. If all the celebrities started, said, oh, you know, we feel better when we stick a pin through our eye, everybody would go, well, I'm going to try that.
Well, and then a doctor did come on and say that she's unsure of the health benefits that people state are true with coconut oil.
One woman came on, the physician. She was a
dermatologist.
And she came on and said, and there's no science to support the idea that coconut oil could make you lose weight. And there's three good studies that show that just adding coconut oil to an ad lib diet in rats made them lose body fat. And I'm thinking to myself, what research is she reading?
Don't you love that when somebody says there's no research when there's a ton of research? Somebody on the Facebook said the other day that there was no research about how GMO is bad for you.
Right.
I won't say his name on the air, but I'm sure people out there know who I'm talking about.
Right.
And there are studies out there. They're peer-reviewed studies.
Right. And you may not agree with the science, but if you don't agree with their science, why do you agree with your side? This is my frustration with science today. We can find studies on either side of an argument always, but the side of the argument that seems to be tied to the profits in a specific industry always say, well, those studies are not, we can't take those. They're not valid. Our studies are. It's like, how do you choose what's valid? That's why critical thinking has to come into play.
Mm-hmm.
This is why. And the average American doesn't apply critical thinking. And that's why they're confused about what to do to be healthy.
Yep.
Sad. So, yeah, I love that. Yeah.
So I found this interesting. Gordon Waddell posted on my Facebook page. It's an old article, but it's worth talking about because it's something that you talk about on the air
whenever I want to create the analogous food when we're talking about crap food, I always say Hot Pockets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess in February the Nestle own, remember, we're supposed to be boycotting Nestle,
right,
which is difficult to do, by the way.
Right, right.
But they had to recall their Hot Pockets because some of their, the Philly steak and the croissant crust Philly steak and cheese had meat in them from a company called the Rancho Feeding Corporation. And evidently they had to recall 8.7 million pounds of beef products after regulators said that it was processed with diseased and unhealthy animals.
Yeah. Gives new meaning to a Hot
Diseased
Pocket.
Diseased and unhealthy animals.
Yeah,
and
there
then
you go.
And then they're eating it. And I guess because it's covered up with so much crap inside it.
Yeah, you couldn't tell anyway. Once they cook it, you can't tell. They process it, grind it up, they add fillers to it. I mean, it's gross.
Oh, just thinking about that makes me ill.
Yeah, so there you go. So it's true. When I use the name Hot Pockets to summarize all of the crap food in our food system, I'm obviously right.
Yes.
Who knew?
And so this is a little bit behind the eight ball here, but I did want to talk about it just for a few minutes.
Sure.
Miss Indiana and the Miss USA pageant that happened last weekend,
right,
I guess, or
right.
2 weekends ago.
Right.
So they showed a picture of her in her bikini, and so many women, when she was on
the air,
they were tweeting about how she looked like a normal person.
Right.
And she's a size 4.
Right.
Size 4 is not normal.
No, the average woman is a size 10 or 12
today.
It was
12 to 14.
Yeah, 12 to
14. Average size. Plus, she's 5'8", and I think the average height is 5'3".
Right, right. And so because she didn't have, like, visible abs, because she was a little softer than the other contestants.
Or not as
skinny.
She also didn't
win, just for the record. But because she was, in their eyes, not as... she didn't look as refined as the rest of the contestants. She had a little softness to her hips, a little softness to her shoulders. She really didn't have a lot of muscle separation or definition. Everybody was like, oh, finally, someone who looks like us, someone who's normal. No, she doesn't look like you. You're wearing a size 14. Who are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, give me a break. I mean, everybody is so desperate to find someone to look up to. Look up to somebody who's got a great physique and then strive to achieve that. Don't try to find somebody who looks terrible and go, oh, I can stay where I am.
But
see?
She didn't look terrible.
No, but you get my point.
Right. But, but she looked nice. She looked good. She was very attractive. She just didn't win. Miss Nevada won, who, by the way, trains with Bombshell.
Right. And I believe you're going to start training with, right?
I think so. But yeah. Anyway, so find...
So look for Elisa in an upcoming Miss USA pageant.
Oh, I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
I think they have pageants for older women, though.
Yeah. It's Honey Boo Boo was in one of them, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Her mom. Honey Boo Boo's mom was in it.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, anyway, melatonin, right?
You just did a show this week about melatonin.
Every time
that
I have Dr.
Great.
Russell Ryder on the show, it's just an enlightenment. So, you know, there's this whole faction of people out there that are on one side of the fence or the other side of the fence about cold thermogenesis. There's a Dr. Cruz who was on everybody's radio show, but this one, by the way.
He was not on this
one.
Yeah,
and he wanted to. He reached out to me a couple times, and so did some other people on his behalf. And I just don't subscribe to the whole cold thermogenesis concept because there's plenty of really fat people who live in really, really cold places.
Well, didn't someone ask you on Facebook one time to open your mind when it comes to this subject?
Yeah. And I said, you know what? Show me the Inuits that is hyper lean and, you know, below 10% body fat, and then I'll give cold thermogenesis a try. And then I've even had people say, well, the reason is it's the acute effect, like getting in an ice cold bath and then getting out is what does it. And it's either the cold turns white fat into brown fat or it doesn't. That's the bottom line. But anyway, so we had Dr. Russell Ryder on the other day who dropped a huge bomb on the show. I don't think anybody's known about this before, but maybe I'm wrong. He said that high levels of melatonin, circulating melatonin, turn white fat into brown fat. And I thought, well, hey, everybody can get out of those ice cold baths now and just start supplementing with melatonin.
You actually said that on the air.
Yeah. I think I should start going on people's shows and saying, hey, take melatonin. It'll turn your fat into brown fat. And meanwhile, don't forget, Pharmaceutical companies are trying to find drugs to turn white fat into brown fat.
Why not just use melatonin?
Because they can't patent it. They can't get a lot of money for it. Well, they can't sell it as a weight loss product.
And what I also find interesting is that melatonin not only helps you sleep, but it has anti-aging benefits as well.
I did my first show I did about melatonin with Dr. Russell Ryder was in 2006. He was the first high-level guest I had on the show. And what the name of the show was An Anti-Aging Pill for Pennies a Day. That's what it was called. Because it does so, it has pleiotropic beneficial effects on the body. So many so that if you were only allowed to take one thing for the rest of your life, I'd say take melatonin.
And did he say anything during the show about dosing?
Yes, he said there are no lethal doses. There are no known dangerous doses of melatonin. He said, you know, I forget how many people a year die from poisoning from aspirin, but they've used doses as high as, I want to say, 10 milligrams a kilogram in rats, and it didn't hurt them.
I have a magazine here that talks about the anti-aging benefits of melatonin. I just want to go through the seven real quick.
Right.
Antioxidant defense. Melatonin fights against cardiovascular disease. It's a cancer therapy adjuvant,
right,
and immune regulator.
So it protect as an adjuvant, it protects your body against the damaging effect, protects good cells against the damaging effects of chemotherapy. Think about that.
Protects against diabetic complications. It helps delay the onset of Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
Combats obesity.
We talked about that. That's the whole show we just did.
And helps prevent osteoporosis.
I'll tell you something else. If you're hyperthyroid, the damage to your eyes, your kidneys, and your heart from hyperthyroidism can all be modulated by taking melatonin. It protects you. It protects the cells from the damaging effects of high thyroid hormone levels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many benefits to melatonin, but how do you like that? It turns white fat into brown fat.
So I'm going to up my dose.
I just had the two best nights of sleep that I've had in a long time. I've taken 27 milligrams of melatonin last night and the night before. And, you know, I track my sleep with my Fitbit. And normally I show at least one awakening because I use the restroom in the middle of the night. And usually I have at least 12 to 15 what are considered restlessness in the Fitbit. The past two nights I've had 5 and 3 restlessness, which means I'm sleeping much sounder. I'm waking up in the morning happy. I feel better. So right now, 27 milligrams of melatonin seems to be helping me. Now, how long that will work, I don't know. So let's see what happens.
Okay.
We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to talk real briefly about the Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Because he's in the news right now. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, Elisa looks scared. I just had a coughing spell. And she's like, are you okay? Yeah, this is why I can't do a live TV show for the show, because I hack in between segments. So there you go. Real quick, Alex Leaf, our news director, said that he had always been taking 10 milligrams, but after the podcast with Dr. Ryder, he upped it to 20. He says he can already see benefits in his sleep. So that's interesting.
That's amazing.
Yeah, maybe people should be taking more. Who knows?
I think I'll try a little bit more.
So Dr. Oz has been in the news.
Yes. So he was on Capitol Hill, I guess, talking about the fraudulent
weight loss industry,
the scams, the fraudulent ads. And evidently it backfired on him because he was there to complain that people use his name after he talks about something on
woe
air.
Woe is me, woe is me.
Like the green coffee bean extract.
Yeah.
I guess they took that and scammers took it and ran with it and started saying, well, you heard it on Dr. Oz.
Well, he's a scammer too.
Well, and so evidently they cracked down on him, and like this one, Senator from Missouri, Claire McCaskill, she's said, I don't get why you need to say this stuff because you know it's not true.
Right. And he said that he sees himself as a cheerleader for the audience.
Mm-hmm. When you feature a product on your show, it creates what has become known as the Dr. Oz effect, dramatically boosting sales and driving scam artists to pop up overnight using false and deceptive ads to sell questionable products.
And he knows this is a this is because he charges people to be on his show. It's like an infomercial. And he knows that, hey, if you're on my show, your product will launch, your book will sell. He knows that. That's the case.
He did admit to flowery language on his show. And he realizes that the moment he recommends a product, the scammers use his words to sell products.
Right. And he wants his money out of it, is what the reality is.
I guess so. So I get newsletters from everybody, but I also get newsletters from
Natural News. Right.
And he was basically on this Natural News. He was taking up for Dr. Oz, saying that there's so many other things going on in the world. Why is Congress attacking him?
Right. And while I agree with that, what I took issue with
Mike Adams has been on Dr. Oz, yes. By the way.
Mike Adams has been on Dr. Oz, right. But what I took issue with Mike Adams was he tried to identify the senator who was really holding Mehmet's feet to the fire as somehow being in bed with the big pharma because she got $146,000 from pharmaceutical companies in her last campaign. And I thought to myself, come on, Mike, you call yourself the health ranger. You're supposed to be delivering the truth. There wasn't a politician on that panel that doesn't get money from the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry gives money to every politician. Why are you singling her out? Because she was hard on him? That wasn't fair.
It says here, an out-of-her-mind senator attacked our favorite TV doctor today.
Did he really call him our favorite TV doctor?
Attacked our favorite TV doctor today for his advocacy of green coffee beans and other natural supplements. Just to put it all into perspective, at a time when Islamic militants are about to seize Baghdad, 1,000 immigrants per day are streaming across the Texas border. The national debt has exceeded $17 trillion. U.S. veterans are dying from lack of medical care, and our civil rights and liberties are eroded by the day. Senator McCaskill wants to focus on green coffee beans.
Well, now, wait a minute now. A part of what he says I agree with. I do agree with a lot of this, that, well, you know, these witch hunts that the government goes on after things that they shouldn't be because they want to deflect people's attention. But wait a minute. Didn't Oz call for this meeting?
Yes, he did.
So they didn't pull him up there and say, let's flog him. He went up there trying to be like the benevolent, hey, I'm Dr. Oz. I'm the face of modern medicine. Let me come up there and we're going to drain the swamp of all these unscrupulous companies. And what happened was he was treated like one of the unscrupulous people that he's trying to drain the swamp at. He didn't like that. So, Mike, Oz called the meeting. They didn't drag him up there, but as long as they had him there, they were going to hit him with the facts. Now, I do agree with Mike Adams from the standpoint there are a lot of bigger fish to fry than this. I said the same thing about baseball and steroids. This is what the government does. It's all smoke and mirrors. We'll make the public look over here, while this stuff over here we don't want them to pay attention to, and Oz was just a pawn in that.
It says here that the Senator McCaskill accepted over $37,000 from Monsanto in her
campaign. Dawn Blanken, if you're listening and you can do this easily before the end of the show, if you can find out the rest of the politicians on the panel and whether or not they have received contributions from any pharmaceutical companies, I'd love to know. I'd love to be proven wrong that she was the only one up there that's received money from a pharmaceutical company.
Well, it all goes back to the witch hunt to control supplements.
Yes.
That's what it all leads back to.
And so on that note, let's talk about something you discovered, right?
Okay.
Over 400,000 people a year die in hospitals.
Well, okay, so I have an article about a woman who had a sponge left in her intestine.
And that's the most common thing during a surgery. They leave a surgical sponge in a person.
They left the sponge in. She kept going for to have radiographs done, x-rays. And they kept saying, well, you have a mass. There's something wrong with you. And so they finally had to open her back up again, and it was a sponge that they had left when she had a routine surgery.
Right, from a previous surgery.
From a hysterectomy.
Right. Right.
Hysterectomy is not routine, but the medical
establishment considers it routine. Right.
But anyway, so she lost part of her intestines. So while I was reading that article, I tried to find how many people die each year. I couldn't find the number of how many errors there were.
Right.
But last year, this was from September of 2013, 400,000 people had died that year.
In hospitals. Under procedures, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now compound that with the fact that from the CDC's own estimation from, I believe, 2010 or 2011, because we talked about this number on the show, 832,000 plus people a year die from taking their medications as prescribed. So we have almost 1 million people dying a year from taking prescription meds the way they're prescribed, and some 400,000 a year dying in hospitals unnecessarily due to accidental and inappropriate procedures being done. And Margaret Hamburg sits up at the FDA pontificating about the dangers of the supplement industry, and she wants to control the supplement industry, and she can't even control the industry that she's already been being paid to control.
Well, okay, let's talk about another witch hunt. So the FDA has been going after the artisanal cheese industry.
Oh, artesian. Yeah,
artisan cheese industry,
yeah,
right. Because they use wooden boards
to age them on. Right. They use wooden boards to age the cheese on. They've been doing it this way for 1,000 years, but now the FDA is going to clean it up because it's dangerous. And keep in mind that there was an article just published that was sent to us by a friend of ours, Cher, won't mention her last name, just in case she doesn't want it to be mentioned, but saying that the FDA is concerned that supplements are damaging people's livers. Well, guess what? Tylenol damages more livers every single month. Over 100 people die from Tylenol poisoning. The FDA is laughingstock, folks.
New guidelines warns physicians about risks of some supplements. Thousands of Americans each year suffer liver injury from common drugs they take, like acetaminophen or antibiotics. But a growing percentage also experience liver damage from largely unregulated dietary supplements like green tea extract used for weight loss. Okay, so my response
was... It's all weight loss right now.
Yeah, my response was, okay, the last time I had my blood work done, I probably take more supplements than most people. My doctor told me that I had a bionic liver.
Right. You know what I smell? I'm going to make a prediction. I smell a large company like Pfizer coming out with a new diet product, a new diet drug. I smell it. They're trying to clean up the diet industry to make way for a pharmaceutical-driven diet product. Now watch, in the next 5 or 6 months, I bet you there's something that hits the market. Because it's very suspicious of what's going on here right now.
Well, so I was on the FDA's website looking... I was trying to find some information, and one of the things I did find was that bee pollen weight loss products are a dangerous scam. Mm-hmm. And in this, on the FDA's website, talking about how you should not take bee pollen because it's dangerous for you.
But why is it dangerous? Tell me why. Let me. I got a neat idea what they're going to say. Go ahead.
Is it
because there could be toxins in it?
Bee pollen is the pollen that bees collect from flowers. It is the food that nourishes bee larvae, but it's not a miracle ingredient. Some bee pollen products marketed for weight loss have been found to contain hidden and potentially dangerous ingredients that might be harmful for people who have conditions such as irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, or bipolar disorder.
What are they? They didn't list them.
They didn't say what the products are.
Maybe it's what's killing the bees, too. That's why they don't want to say it. That's what I was getting at.
They're saying here that there's this one particular Zizutang bee pollen contains at least one potentially harmful ingredient that is not listed on the product's label.
But they don't say what it is. Right. Yeah.
They haven't said what it is all throughout.
This is a joke. People have been taking bee pollen forever. You know what? It's a source of phytonutrients. It's like, come on, give me a break, FDA. Why don't you focus on cutting the 800,000 plus people a year that die from taking their meds as prescribed down to even 700,000? Why don't you start there? That's 100,000 lives you can affect in an area of an industry that you already provide oversight to. Margaret Hamburg should resign. And not only resign, but she should have to go to jail for all the atrocities that occur under the tutelage of the FDA.
Here it says that one of the ingredients is it's an undeclared ingredient, and it's called sibutramine.
Sibutramine. It's actually a stimulant, I believe, or an antihistamine. I'm trying to think what it is.
And phenol.
I think it's similar to salbutamine.
Phenolphthalein. Yeah.
Phenolphthalein is an amino acid, I believe. I could be wrong, but phenolphthalein is that what occurs when you consume aspartame? I'm thinking of phenylalanine.
You're thinking of phenylalanine. Well, but it's a joke. The FDA is a joke.
Meanwhile, people are dying by taking the drugs that they're prescribed, and the FDA stands idly by, does nothing to protect people. But they're going to clean up the supplement industry, them and the Wizard of Oz. It's a joke. It really is a joke. It's an atrocity. And I really mean this. Margaret Hamburg should have to resign. She really should. You know, no. This is my frustration with government that imposes its ways on people, but when they get it wrong, they do not get punished. You know what I mean? If you or I were in a business where we told people, take this, and it harmed them, we would go to jail. But when the government tells you to do something, and then we find out a decade later they were wrong and it hurts you, no one goes to jail. Sovereign immunity is a joke, folks. It allows people to operate above the law. The government operates above the law. There's no room in any democracy for anyone operating above the law. No one. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill.
Sniffing out the corruption in our health care policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Where you going, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
Welcome back. Okay. What do you want to start, Elisa?
I thought you wanted to talk about the syndication.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Some things are going to change. And I've said this on a couple shows so far, but I just want everybody to understand it. When we take our breaks is going to change. And since we're going to be on terrestrial AM and FM radio stations, we have to have news at the top of the hour. So there'll be a five-minute news break at the beginning of every show, and actually the beginning of the second segment. In light of that, Alex Leaf has become our news director, and he's working with Elliot Turton, our producer, and they've put an amazing news segment together. It's so cool. And it's not going to be the kind of news you hear on the mainstream at all, but it's going to cover really important topics.
It's going to be all health-related topics that are in the news, correct?
Well, health, the things we talk about, government atrocities that are affecting health and access to healthy foods and things like that. Yeah. So mid-July, I think, is when the rollout occurs. And we'll let people know, because we probably will be on a radio station in your home market.
But nothing's going to change with, as far as people can still download it from the iTunes, or they can still download it from the website, right?
Yes. Everything's going to stay the same, except we're just going to also appear on other radio stations around the country. but not necessarily at the same time. So our show airs from noon to 2 Eastern. But on some of these other radio stations, we may not be on until between 5 and 7 p.m. or 6 and 8 p.m. or whatever. So, they're just going to pick up the show as it goes. But
and
it's exciting.
Are they in the United States?
Right now.
Right now. Okay.
We do have access to Sirius satellite radio. If enough AM and FM stations pick up the show, which is dependent on their audiences liking the show, then we have a shot at getting our own Sirius channel access too. So that's really great. Exciting. Mm-hmm. Really, really exciting.
Okay, so I just wanted to talk about quickly an article that I read about a cluster of severe birth defects happening in Washington State. It's in a three-county area near
Yakima,
Washington. They've had an outbreak of babies having...
I thought it was encephalopathy, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm looking for it right now.
It's in the second paragraph. It's a heartbreaking condition in which they're born missing parts of the brain or skull.
Encephaly, yeah. Interesting. And of course, the CDC says sometimes birth defects are just random and have no real...
And it's just a coincidence that so many people are having babies with the same issue. Actually, a nurse in the hospital had seen so many babies being born with encephaly or spina bifida.
Right.
That she contacted the CDC and, reported it because it was just happening. I'll find the numbers here in just a second. But anyway, so they did some, they went and they interviewed these women, and they couldn't find any commonality.
But there was a commonality. They all lived very close to apple farming, commercial apple farming, runoff
from pesticides.
Right.
But they didn't put that together.
Remember, we did a show not too long ago where a scientist came on and talked about the high concentration of Parkinson's disease around corn fields. The closer you were to the cornfield, the rate of Parkinson's was higher. The further away you got, the rate of Parkinson's was lower, but there was a much higher rate of Parkinson's disease right around those commercial agribusinesses. So how the CDC doesn't put this together, they've got to be purposely ignoring it.
There were 23 cases of
encephaly.
There were... there was one of encephaly. Encephaly. There was one of that, and then there were three cases of spina bifida.
Right, but the CDC says it's just a coincidence.
Just a coincidence.
It would be a coincidence if you had those same occurrences in the similar geographical size area at different places in the country. Then you say, "Oh yeah, this is just random. This happens a lot." But the fact that it's happening there, I think the people who live there could tell you more than is being let out in this story.
It all goes back to pesticides again.
So can we go to this story since on the heels of this?
Sure.
So the FDA on their website, you pointed out to me, you found an article on the FDA's website where they are decrying mercury containing skincare products coming from outside the country. And they're talking about how mercury is so dangerous and that it causes birth defects and brain neurological problems in children and hurts the brain and can damage the kidneys. And so be careful. Don't use these products. Meanwhile, at the same time, Margaret Hamburg must be a ventriloquist because she can say things that come out of her mouth, and she can also say things that apparently come out of other people's mouths as well because she can throw her voice. So while the FDA is saying, be careful of mercury in these topical skin products, they allow the vaccine manufacturers to put mercury in the vaccine and inject it right in your body. Or wait, better yet, you say it because you were in the industry.
Oh, well, there's mercury in amalgams. They put it in children's teeth. They put it in everybody's teeth. Okay, just let me read this. This is on the FDA's website. Exposure to mercury can have serious health consequences. It can damage the kidneys and the nervous system and interfere with the development of the brain in unborn children and very young children. Meanwhile, they're putting it in a child's
mouth,
tooth.
Right.
Inside their mouth.
And it stays in his mouth for decades, leaching into the bloodstream.
You don't have to use the product yourself to be affected, says FDA toxicologist. People, particularly children, can get mercury in their bodies from breathing in mercury vapors if a member of the household uses a skin product containing mercury.
Now, think about this. Folks, are you not like, is your head not about to explode? Because mine is. There's mercury in thimerosal. They inject it in you when you get your flu shot and other vaccines, right? And there's mercury in your mouth, which, by the way, when a dentist removes an amalgam filling, they are required to adhere to certain hazmat standards, which includes using a drill that has a vacuum to suck the mercury vapor up so it doesn't get in the dentist's face. So that means that vapor is in your mouth.
The drill doesn't have a vacuum, but they will have a suction vacuum next to the drill. The drill has to have water coming out of it, which most of the high-speed drills do. But the suction has to be up against the tooth. And they also have to have it isolated with a rubber dam.
Oral dam.
They also have to isolate it
right.
So that the patient can't breathe in the vapors.
Right.
Meanwhile.
Don't put anything on your skin and then stand next to your kid. But we can put an amalgam filling in your mouth. So where the hell is the FDA going to the AMA? Guys, we have to stop with the amalgam fillings.
Infants and small children can ingest mercury if they touch their parents who have used these products.
You know what?
Get the cream on their hands and then put their hands and fingers into their mouth, which they are prone to do.
Somebody needs to stick like a big hose in the front door of the FDA like an enema and just flush that place out. This is ludicrous.
This is right on the FDA website.
Margaret Hamburg, you must resign. You are not doing a good job. If you're allowing your agency to take this position on skincare products that contain mercury, but you are not telling the ADA to stop putting mercury in people's mouths.
Speaking of heads exploding, my head almost exploded when I read this because it's in vaccines. It's everywhere.
It makes no sense. The FDA. What a joke the FDA is. My God. Could you believe we have to take another break?
Well, we just...
I know. What do you want me to say? That we went long on that. I don't know.
We just took
We can go a little bit longer if you want.
That's fine.
I'm just staying on the clock. We're going to have to really stay on the clock. That's another thing. Once we go on with GCN, even if a guest is saying something important and we have to go to break, we have to go to break. That's the way radio really is. I mean, what I've been doing is something called floating breaks. If I want to go long in a segment, I do. But we're probably not going to be able to do that once we're on the air on AM and FM stations.
Oh, here's another good story that we can talk about before we go to break. So we're last. The U.S. is last again.
And what?
Healthcare. They ranked 11 countries, the richer countries. We ranked last.
Yeah, but if you listen to the scientists in the country, they'll say that we're the best at it. Don't listen to the other countries. They don't know anything about healthcare. We know everything about it.
Among the 11 nations studied in this report, Australia, Canada, France, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the United States, the U.S. ranks last, as it did in 2010, 7, 6, and 4.
Terrible. This great country is going to hell in a handbasket.
Most troubling, the U.S. fails to achieve better health outcomes than the other countries. As shown in the earlier editions of the reports, the U.S. is last or near last on dimensions of access, efficiency, and equity.
I hate to keep beating the FDA drum, but who's responsible for overseeing the healthcare industry? It's got to be the Food and Drug Administration, right?
I think so.
I mean, we don't have a healthcare department, do we? The Department for Human what is it called? Dawn talked about it last time we were on the Department of Human Services or whatever it is, HHS, I think it's called, Health and Human Services, which is the FDA is part of their organization. They're responsible for governing the healthcare industry.
Wow, this is shocking. The U.S. and the U.K. had much higher death rates in 2007 from conditions amenable to medical care than some of the other countries, rates 25% to 50% higher than Australia and Sweden. 50% higher.
Again, I'm calling for Margaret Hamburg to resign. She needs to resign. She is not, I don't know, how long has she been there now? It was a few years, right? She needs to get out of there. She hasn't changed. If anything, the FDA has gotten worse at its job. Worse.
Well, the problem with the FDA, it seems to me, is they focus on the wrong things. They don't have their priorities straight.
Well,
they want so bad to control the supplement. What about that pharmacy down in Tennessee, Franklin,
right.
Tennessee, that a few people died? Now, I'm not negating their death because that was big.
But in the magnitude of things.
In the magnitude, 400,000 die every year from hospital errors.
Right. And 800,000 die from taking their prescription meds the way they're prescribed. But they want to, this is, it, again, this should be called the anti-FDA show. It really could be, because it's time that we all wake up and realize that the FDA is not acting in the best interest of people. They're acting in the best interest of their clients, and their clients are the food and drug companies that they are supposed to be providing oversight to. They protect them. We have to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips.
Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, I've said numerous times that I am not a guru or expert at anything. I'm a talk show host. That's all I see myself as. I talk to some very, very brilliant people.
But you live the lifestyle.
No,
I do live the lifestyle.
There's no doubt about it. But that's because I've said it before. I'm really no different than anybody else in the audience. I'm looking for the same answers they are.
We're all trying to
live longer, be stronger. Mm-hmm. That's really what it comes down to, right?
We're
to thrive.
All doing it together. You know, we share ideas on Facebook and.
But there are people out there who see themselves as gurus that you should take advice. They take courses like functional medicine courses, and then they want to. They, after a course like that, they want to go out and they want to help, quote unquote, help other people achieve their best physical status that they can. I think that's very noble. Don't get me wrong.
That they want to help people. Yes.
Yes. But this notion of being a guru, there's a lot of responsibility in being a guru. The first responsibility in being a guru is you must walk the walk 100%. You must walk the walk. If you're going to be a shining star to help people achieve their best, then you must achieve your best.
Well, and we were on our morning walks. We do some cardio in the morning. We were talking the other day, as you get older, it's harder and harder and harder. And it's like all the maintenance. I mean, you spend your whole day doing things.
There's this little guy out there. He's probably in his 20s. He loves to rip off the Superhuman brand name for all of his stuff. And he talks about being superhuman. He's probably like 25, 26. It's like, you know what? Come see me when you're 56.
See,
come see me when you got to do all this stuff just to maintain. When you're 25 years old, you can go to the gym once a month and you're there. Boom, you fall right back into place. When you're my age, you take a week off. It's like starting from scratch again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, and then as a female, let's add in all the hormonal changes that your body goes through. And, you know, it's like...
Yeah, women have it worse. There's no doubt
about
it.
Women do have it worse.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt. So the reason I'm saying this is because there's been some revelations. So certain gurus out there have been saying, hey, you know what? I fell apart. I hit the wall. I got fat, you know, some. But the one that I thought was really interesting, there's a guru out there who claims to teach people how to live a ketogenic lifestyle. And recently they posted on their Facebook page that their fasting blood sugar was 114 one morning.
That's incredible.
That's pre-diabetic. And I don't care what it is. I mean, really, so you're teaching people how to live a ketogenic lifestyle?
Meanwhile, you've got metabolic disease.
Yeah, you're developing metabolic. My fasting blood sugar is typically 67 to 72, and I'm not a keto person, right? So I don't get that. How can you teach people when you can't do it yourself? It's like going to a barber who's bald. He doesn't know what it's like to have hair. You think he's going to give you a good haircut? Anyway, sorry about that. I'm obviously in rare form today. I'm pissed off at the world today.
Are you?
I don't know.
Is it because you're a year older now?
No, I got to tell you something. I feel better than I felt in a long time right now.
Well, so we had to go visit my stepfather, and I was helping. Carl and I both were helping because his sister, who is 93, is getting out of the assisted living home.
Yeah, because she broke her leg.
She was doing some physical therapy. So we had to help install some bed rails so that she could get in and out of bed. Well, we were lifting the mattress.
Elisa's on one side, I'm on the other side. I'm gently lifting the mattress, and Elisa does like a one-arm overhead press and pushes the mattress up. It hits the ceiling fan that's spinning. That's how hard she pushed it.
Yeah, and I don't know why I did that. I just wanted to get it up off my shoulder.
Right.
And in the meantime, I've had an injury in my shoulder before. So in the meantime, I... Re-injured my shoulder.
Yeah.
So the other day when we were walking, I was like, I'll certainly be glad when my shoulder starts feeling better. Because think about it. You can't do pull-ups. You can't do push-ups. I mean, right now my shoulder has been hurting while I sleep.
Right.
And by the way, I'm taking white willow bark, nothing over the counter other than white willow bark.
And it
works. It's really helping it.
Right.
But anyway, so Carl said, do you come with a warranty?
Did you come with a warranty?
Did you come with a warranty?
Yeah, exactly. But no, you know what? The older you get, that's when the real test of superhuman determination occurs. Because it's real easy. I have aches and pains. I have injuries and, you know, muscles torn and all this other. I mean, I'm really like a beat up old car. And I'm still trying to squeeze a race in here.
But
and there.
Don't you have more aches and pains when you're not
Absolutely.
Training than
yes.
when you are training?
In fact, that's how I know when it's time to train a certain body part. If I feel like a soreness is starting to come on, then I train it and it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so these gurus out there make me laugh. You know what? Live the lifestyle and lead by example. Instead of trying to be a guru and teach people, why not lead people? How about that one? And I'm in the best shape I've been in a long time. My conditioning is coming back.
Well, you were in the bank and some guy came up to you and said, wow, your back looks so strong.
So muscular. A guy, he goes, I didn't even realize that was you because I have put on a lot of muscle in the past few months. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, man, I didn't realize that was you. He goes, your back is so muscular. I said, oh, thank you. Well, I was wearing a kid's T-shirt, I should say. Anyway, okay, so where do you want to go first?
Oh, okay, so I want to talk about pomegranate juice versus Coca-Cola.
Okay. They're suing Coke, right?
Well, so yeah, back in 2008, Palm Wonderful, which is the pomegranate juice that's in the bottle that is shaped kind of
it's a round bottle. Yeah.
They took Coca-Cola to court because their Minute Maid brand pomegranate blueberry flavored juice was in direct competition with them. And evidently that so-called pomegranate blueberry juice consists of 0.3% pomegranate juice, 0.2% blueberry juice, 0.1% raspberry, and 99% apple and grape juice.
Now, this is, I'm sorry to come back to the FDA, but this is another thing that the FDA allows companies to do to fool and trick people, okay? So the FDA allows these big companies that pay a lot of money to the FDA to call products things that they are not. They call it their pomegranate blueberry juice when it has a scant amount of both pomegranate and blueberry. They should call it pomegranate blueberry flavored apple juice is what they should call it. But the FDA allows them to fool people.
Okay, so after the lower courts decided that the FDA's approval of the label under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act preempted any Lanham Act.
Right.
Now, the Lanham Act allows companies to litigate against competitors that misrepresent the nature of their products. So basically, they took it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Right.
And this week, the Supreme Court voted 8-0 for pomegranate, saying they can sue Coca-Cola.
Good. I'm so happy about this. And you know what? This is great because what this says is the FDA was wrong allowing them to do this.
Yes.
And I'm glad.
Finally.
And right now, Coca-Cola is probably calling Margaret Hamburg and going, look, you better fix this. You better fix this fast because we pay you a lot more money than Palm does for all the products that we have to submit to your agency. You can bet the pressure is on over there.
Well, I mean, it's just like the FDA going after Diamond Walnuts for saying they're heart healthy. Diamond Walnuts probably didn't have the money that Palm has.
No, Coca-Cola, you mean?
No, that Palm has.
Oh, okay.
Because Palm has spent thousands upon thousands of dollars taking it on the local level and then taking it to the Supreme Court. But
right.
They're going to fight it all the way.
Well,
because they have the resources.
I'll tell you another thing that pisses me off. And this is something you're going to say, yeah, because you're the one who pointed it out to me. But we like to use mayonnaise once in a while. So we looked for an olive oil based mayonnaise. Well, the FDA allows companies like Kraft and the rest of them to say olive oil mayonnaise. And when you read it, it's almost all soybean oil with a scant amount of olive oil in it.
Olive oil being the last ingredient on the list.
It's like the FDA is a complete failure as an organization, complete failure.
You cannot find a mayo on the shelf.
Olive oil mayo.
On the shelf that doesn't have soybean oil.
Right.
You have to make it yourself, basically.
And that's what we're looking into, actually.
Yep.
We're looking into making our own mayo now because of this. But really, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So good for Palm. And I hope they kick Coca-Cola's ass in court. And Coca-Cola has to call that stuff pomegranate blueberry flavored apple juice because that is what it is. Where is the truth in labeling? Is the truth in labeling?
And there you go. People don't read the labels. People go into the grocery stores and just they don't read the nutritional label. I mean,
right.
They look at what's on the front label.
Yeah, the advertisement portion of the label.
Yeah, and just
let's get pomegranate blueberry
it's
for
good
the kids.
For me.
Yeah.
It's good for them.
Yeah, and then it's loaded. It's all apple juice, and you could buy apple juice for $10 less a bottle.
Meanwhile, let's use olive oil, mayo. It's better for me because it has olive oil in it.
Yeah, and it doesn't have any olive oil in it. It has a wisp of olive oil in it. The rest of it is soybean oil. It's terrible. Do you want to talk about something else before we go into a break?
We have to take another break?
Well, we're at almost at 1 o'clock right now.
Okay, that's
time
fine.
Does fly, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. I promise we have lots of great stories when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenoir on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Woo! Welcome back.
So remember, I asked Dawn Blanken if she was listening live. You know, obviously, Mike Adams from Health Ranger called out Claire McCaskill, saying, "Well, she accepted money from the healthcare industry,
and
no wonder why she's beating up on
Dr. Oz,
the Wizard of Oz." Well, this is just a brief summary. Dawn said they all took money. Here are a couple examples of contributions from health industry to Subcommittee on Consumer Protection, Product Safety, and so on. On the Democratic side, we have Claire McCaskill, which Mike Adams so eloquently pointed out, who he forgot was Barbara Boxer took $1.7 million. Interesting, she was quiet.
Who'd she take it from?
From the healthcare industry since 1998.
And who was she?
She's a Democrat from California, originally born in Brooklyn. She was a stockbroker, so that's how she came up through politics.
Interesting.
Okay, so she took $1.7 million from the industry that Mike Adams is pointing out. The reason that McCaskill was so hard on Dr. Oz is because she takes money from the healthcare industry. Well, Barbara Boxer was silent. Mark Pryor was silent. He took $183,000 since 2009. On the Republican side, Roy Blunt, over $500,000, $581,000 since 2009 from the healthcare industry. Ted Cruz, $333,000 since 2011. He's catching up.
He's a Republican, isn't he?
Yeah, those are the two Republicans.
It's bipartisan.
Why is Mike Adams picking on her? Everybody up there got money from the healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just a cursory review that Dawn was able to do quickly during the break. So, you know, this notion that, oh, the reason that McCaskill was so hard on Dr. Oz is because she took money from the healthcare industry. Mike, shame on you. People have looked up to you for a long time for bringing the truth. And I'm sorry, but your views are slanted because you like Dr. Oz because you've been on his show. Say that instead. Say, I like Dr. Oz personally. That's what you should have said.
Just be honest.
Yeah.
People can love you or hate you for it, but
be honest. I like Mike Adams, even though he got this wrong.
Right.
Well, he's done a lot of good. So there you go.
Okay. So also during the break, Con Santori Davison,
yeah,
our good friend Con, posted a picture of his tuna, green beans, and Greek seasoning he made with coconut oil. I guess he put that in the green beans. And then he used mayo that he got from Vitacost. And it doesn't have any soybean oil in it. He said it's the only one that he could find that doesn't. It's safflower.
Safflower. It's made by Hain, H-A-I-N. I've heard of them before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks pretty good, actually.
And we're gonna be talking more about Con later in the show. Towards the end of the show, his grandmother kept a very, very good diary where every time she kept a diary, period, of what happened that day, the weather, what they cooked. But interestingly enough, she also has entries in the diary when she was prescribed new medications, how terrible they made her feel.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later in the show.
Okay. But thanks for posting that, Con.
And also, Dawn Blanken points out HHS, which is Health and Human Services, oversees the FDA. Their budget is bigger than the Pentagon's, HHS.
You're kidding me.
Bigger than the Pentagon's. Meanwhile, they can't get anything done right. That's a perfect example of how government wastes money. So there you go. Thank you, Dawn Blanken.
Okay, so while we're on the subject of oils, I do want to point out, I think Aaron Mackin put this on my Facebook page. Thanks, Aaron. That Cargill is now going to put EPA and DHA in their canola oil.
Right.
It's a high oleic canola oil.
Right.
And they're going to add EPA and DHA in it.
So let's talk about what this means. First of all, canola oil is all genetically modified, but let's forget that just for a second.
Well, who would eat canola oil?
Right. But let's forget that just for a second. Oleic acid is what gives, one of the things that gives olive oil its supposed health benefits. So they're producing a modified version of canola oil now that has, it already has higher oleic acid, and they're going to add EPA and DHA to it. How much they're going to add is the real question. Is it going to be meaningful? Are they going to do like Coca-Cola does and put some scant amount in that means nothing? But I got to be honest, I see this as a move in the right direction.
So they're going to use it in white bread?
Well,
so
they,
it gives people an excuse to eat white bread?
Well, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're right. They're going to use it for the wrong reasons, but let's look at the realities
but
of it.
But it's going to confuse people. They're going to think, oh, this white bread has omega-3 in it, so that's okay to eat.
But it's probably not enough omega-3 to make a difference.
Exactly. Because you're going to compare, well, if they're not going to get as much omega-6 now. Is that right?
Well, they're going to offset the pro-inflammatory effects of the omega-6s, assuming that there's enough omega-3s in there. Now, if they really do their work right and they get enough omega-3s in there, I think it's a good thing. It's better than the previous iteration of canola oil. But they're not. What they're going to do is they're going to have a scant amount so that the FDA allows them to trick people and say, now contains healthy omega-3s shown to be heart healthy, blah, 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 blah. But the amount of omega-3s in there are going to be negligible and they will not carry any of the benefits. So you're right. While I feel this iteration of canola oil may be slightly better, my guess is that Cargill is just doing this so they can pull the wool over people's eyes with the help of the Food and Drug Administration.
So basically they said we've tested it in a wide range of shorter shelf-like products, including white bread, white whole wheat bread, milk, chocolate milk, and longer shelf-life products such as salad dressing, crackers, and meal replacement beverages. Well, there's nothing but crap in a lot of those foods anyway.
Right. And keep in mind, the reason that we ended up with hydrogenated oils is because omega-3 fats don't have a long shelf life, which is the bane of the food industry. They don't want to make something that goes bad in a week. So they remove all the omega-3s so that the fats are stable and last longer, don't go rancid on the shelf. So they have to remove all the good in order to give it shelf life. So now they're going to test it and see how long the shelf life will be. Now, if they don't put very much omega-3s, if they put just a very, very small amount so they can say, oh, it has omega-3s, but it really has a negligible amount, then it probably will continue to have a pretty decent shelf life. And that's what they're trying to balance right now, I bet.
So this website that has the article about the EPA and the DHA with
right.
Cargill,
right.
There was another article that says non-GMO beets, lentils, bee-free honey. So I just clicked on it because I wanted to see what bee-free honey is. So it says here that bee-free honey, with a growing concern about colony collapse and the resulting increase in honey sourced from China, food companies are now making bee-less honey from fruit-based formulations.
I can see that. They'll use enzymes because, let's face it, honey is a combination of the pollen digested by the bees and then regurgitated, vomited back up.
Don't you want honey from bees?
Of course, but I can see why they're doing this. They're going to say, look, we don't need bees to make honey. That's what they're going to say. They're going to say, we can create this whole interaction, reaction, enzymatic catalyst effect in a vat, and we don't need honey. We don't need bees to collect it and throw it up. We can just make it right here. That's what they're going to do. That's next.
But it's not going to have the same benefits that
probably
honey
not.
Has.
Probably not. Probably not.
Well, I mean, just things you can put honey on a sore and it helps to heal a sore. Will it do that from the?
Probably not. I'm willing to bet it won't, because it won't have the microbiome of the bee's stomach contributing to the conversions that make the honey. So it'll be a hollow rendition of what honey is.
So really, it won't have the benefits on allergies that honey has.
And it probably won't have the shelf life. Remember, they've taken honey out of Egyptian tombs that are like 1,000 years old, and the honey was still good. So honey is an amazing, I mean, we've known that honey is amazing for thousands of years now, and they're going to try to adulterate it. And see, this is interesting. So let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
Will the FDA allow them to call it honey? The FDA will, I predict. The FDA is going to say, well, because it's made with the same starting ingredients and the end result is the same, but the bees are taken out of the equation, it's still honey. They won't say it's adulterated.
Honey, H-O-N-E-E, not H-O-N-E-Y.
Oh, is that?
It's bee-free honey, H-O-N-E-E, from apples, it says.
Well, let's see what the FDA
says. Okay, so it's from apples. It's going to be laden with pesticides.
Yes. Arsenic. Yeah. It's sad. It's sad. But why fix the problem when you can cover it up with something adulterated and fake? That's the American way. That's the American way. What do you want to talk about now, Elisa?
Do you want to talk about a pill for celiac disease?
Yeah, I like this because this is another thing that's purely American, right?
Okay, so this is an old story, but I thought it was worthwhile bringing up because it just struck me as funny. Not funny, funny, but strange funny. Because,
right.
Okay, so celiac disease is an autoimmune condition, and it's caused when people eat grains.
Right, because of the gluten and other proteins in the grain.
Right, so basically they're coming out with a pill. And the pill is ALV-003 is the name of the pill right now to
allow people who have celiac disease to eat grains
so they'll take the pill and then they can eat the grains.
Now think about it. How is this any different than Nexium when you think about it, right? So people take Nexium because the foods they eat don't agree with them. So instead of changing the foods they eat, they go, no, I want to eat hot dogs. I want to eat bologna. I want to eat all this hot pockets and this other crap. I want to take a pill that'll allow me to eat these things, even though their body is saying your body doesn't like these things. So the people who have celiac disease will go, I want to eat pizza. I want to eat bread. I want to eat pasta. So give me a pill. It's the American way.
Okay, so this article is from the Huffington Post. It says, going completely gluten-free is socially restrictive, expensive, and time-consuming.
But a pharmaceutical drug isn't going to be expensive?
I guess not. I don't know. But anyway, it's like you said, it's the American way. Why not just... we've talked about this on the air before. I had a friend who couldn't eat certain foods, and so instead of giving up the certain foods, she's having her gallbladder taken out.
Right. Oh, I can't wait to be able to eat the foods that I love. But your body doesn't love them. Nobody cares. It's craziness. It really, really is. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more to talk about. Towards the end of the show, we're going to talk about some listener comments and questions. We're also going to read from Con Santuri's grandmother's diary. Maybe she can shed some light on what pharmaceutical drugs do to people. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells
dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I want to see your peaches, baby.
Show me the fruit.
What does that mean? I want to see your peaches, baby. Show me the fruit.
He wants to see peaches.
Oh, okay. How come it's always peaches? Remember that other song? Really like your peaches, want to shake your tree. Remember?
Yeah.
I'm a toker. Sure. I'm a smoker. I'm a live midnight toker. Yeah.
Don't quit your day job.
Don't quit your day job, Carl. Good thing I can talk. I can't sing. Anyway, okay.
Yes, you can talk.
Real quick, I want to talk about this new form of medical blackmail for a second.
Okay.
Because we did a show with Louise Kohu Habakus called Fearless Parents. Her website, fearlessparents.org, is dedicated to the plight of parents who come up against the medical industry, you know, whether it be not wanting to give their kids vaccines or wanting different therapeutic approaches to diseases like cancer. And the hospitals literally tell the parents, like, if you don't do what we tell you, we'll take your kid away from you. So, good.
Okay, so I guess there's a new era of medical blackmail, and it's parents who basically, it says, the article says, imagine your child's deathly ill. Doctors have a diagnosis and a treatment plan. You naturally want to get a second opinion. When you mention the idea of moving your child to another facility, custody of your child is permanently revoked and handed to the state. You lose the ability to decide what drugs, surgeries, and treatments your son or daughter will receive.
Again, this is overreaching of government. We see this in every area of society today.
Okay, remember back when the Amish little girl from Ohio?
And they took her out of the country.
And
she's completely cancer-free when she came back, but they wanted to give her the rest of the chemotherapy
anyway.
They
wanted to give her chemotherapy.
Because the hospital was getting money based on complete chemotherapy trial. And so they needed her to finish her chemotherapy so they can get their $50,000 for her.
Do you think that the Munchausen's syndrome
Munchausen by proxy syndrome.
Munchausen syndrome by proxy.
Okay.
Do you think that, and that's basically when the parent fabricates that the child has a disease.
Well, not only is fabricate, sometimes the parent will actually poison the child to inches of its life so that it can then whisk it back to health and save it.
Do you think that because parents do this, that it's created like one bad apple? So,
well, Munchausen syndrome by proxy is a clinical term used for very, very aberrant situations. It's not a widespread situation in our society today where people do this. It's not just children. Munchausen syndrome by proxy can be done on adults. A wife can poison a husband slowly and then save his life, and then she'll do it again a year later and save his life. You know, it's like, it's not just children that they do this to. But it doesn't matter. Even if it is Munchausen syndrome by proxy, the parent is looking for a second alternative. The parent's not saying, I'm going to take my child home and let them get better on their own. They're saying, you know, I don't agree with your approach. I want to get a second opinion. A second opinion within the same sphere of medicine that you are involved in. But these hospitals, they don't want to lose a patient today.
So here's they're stating a 2010 case where Tufts Medical Center diagnosed a little girl with mitochondrial disease.
Right.
She got sick. They took her to the Boston Children's Hospital. They ruled out that she had mitochondrial disease.
So basically, what it came was an argument between this
Tufts
hospital
Medical
and this
Center.
Hospital. Right.
The parents disagreed with the hospital. They tried to take her out of the hospital.
To bring her back to Tufts?
To bring her back to Tufts. And Boston Children's Hospital sued them to oversee her
right.
medical care.
Right.
And that was in 2010.
Even though they were bringing her to Tufts.
They still have control over this little girl.
This is sad.
And now she's in a wheelchair. She was a competitive figure skater before. She's in the hospital still since 2010 in a wheelchair.
See, and here's my real complaint about this, right?
They awarded the state permanent custody.
This is sad. And you know what? If this child dies under the observation and custody of the state, then someone at the state should go to jail. See, this is the answer to everything in my opinion. The people who make these decisions and force them on other people, when they're wrong, they should go to jail. But what'll happen is no one will be punished for this decision. How come Tufts didn't get involved and say, but we said it's this? Why didn't Tufts help these parents? They're a big university.
It says here on June 12th, they did a dramatic reversal. The Massachusetts Department of Child Welfare filed a motion agreeing that Justina should be returned to her parents. However, the courts will have to agree with the department in order for Justina to be released.
So in the meantime, 4 years from 2010 to 2014, she is being mistreated, misdiagnosed, and her health, she may not even be able to regain her health now.
This is terrible.
You know what? This country is really effed up, man. And so, I mean, when I talk about these kind of things, I just think to myself, I want to move. I want to move to Germany where Adele lives.
This article makes a really good point. It's saying that parents are going to be increasingly reluctant to bring their children to hospitals because of things like
this. That's what I was just thinking. I was just about to say, don't bring your child to a hospital, but that's just as negligent and reckless of a statement to make as well.
Well, and then you think about all the errors at hospitals and all of the C. diff and all of the MRSA that you can get if you go to the hospital.
Yeah, you're taking your life into your own hands just by going to a hospital today. That's why the best thing is not to have to depend on a hospital. That's the best thing. That's the goal.
Prevention.
Prevention. That's the goal. That's our goal, right? Our ultimate goal is not to have to end up in a hospital. Terrible. Okay, what else do you have, Elisa? I know you have so many good stories to cover here.
Oh, I just wanted to mention this really quick. I get emails from this, it's called Medline.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, yeah.
They're emails for diabetics.
Yeah,
and
Medline Plus. Yeah.
Have you seen those?
I used to belong to it. It's actually, Medline is, you can actually belong to Medline as a doctor, which I lied and said I was. And I used to be able to take the continuing education tests just to see where I fared with other physicians.
And how'd you do?
I always did well. I always got my CEUs for a degree that I don't actually have.
Well, what I find interesting is the emails that they send out. They're so wrong. Like,
yeah.
This one.
Well, what do you want? They're sending these out to doctors. Most doctors are wrong today.
Diseases and conditions. High cholesterol. Are chicken eggs good or bad for cholesterol? Chicken eggs are high in cholesterol, and a diet high in cholesterol can contribute to high blood cholesterol levels. And then it goes on to talk about how you shouldn't eat more than 4 eggs or more a week.
Right.
So how come
meanwhile, there's studies showing that people who eat eggs on a day-to-day, daily basis have better cholesterol profiles.
This comes from the Mayo Clinic,
yeah, I'm looking
by
at
the
it.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah. Mayo Clinic. Don't forget, they invented mayonnaise. Bastards.
Okay, so here it says, this was in the same email, what causes high blood cholesterol? Cholesterol is found in foods that come from animal sources such as egg yolks, meat, and cheese. Some foods have fats that raise your cholesterol levels. Saturated fat raises your low-density LDL cholesterol level more than anything else in your diet. Isn't it sugar?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? They are so committed to this notion, they're so invested that it's not even science anymore. It's more like religion. They're going to fight this fight and stay on that side of the fence for as long as they have to. They're never going to, it's like they're going to stick their fingers in their ears and go, nah, 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 we're not listening. We don't care. Nah, 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 we don't care. It's like they're still talking about stuff that's already been proven to be incorrect. So what are you going to do? I mean, they should just read Time Magazine. Finally, Time Magazine said, hey, we finally figured it out. We were wrong about fat.
I didn't read that article, did you?
No, I didn't read it, but let's face it. We know what they're going to say. It was butter, bacon, coconut oil.
It was on the cover. Butter is good for you.
Yeah. Really?
With a question mark.
Now just imagine. Okay, those of us listening to this show right now, right? Like, we've known this stuff for what? 6, 7, 8, 9 years now? We've been following this, right? So just think about this. 10 years later, it just makes it into the mainstream. 10 years later, and it'll take 4 or 5 years for the orthodoxy to get involved. So from 15 years that people will be making these mistakes that will be shortening their lives. And this is because we in this audience, we apply critical thinking. We don't look at what these people say and go, oh, you must be right. We do the research ourselves. We take responsibility for our own health. We make our own decisions. I mean, I had a scientist the other day, well-meaning, from Trieste, Italy, when I said to him that I eat butter with a spoon. Oh, no, don't do that. That's very bad for you. And I had a challenge. I says, look, doc, we know that's not bad for us anymore. And he kind of backed down probably because it was my show more than he agreed. I don't think he agreed with me. It's like they're still saying these things, and it'll be 15 years from now before the mainstream will get it. But all these lives will be lost by then. I mean, it's sad.
So, from the same source, Medline Plus, I got this email. Low cholesterol levels may spell trouble for kidney cancer patients.
Hmm. Go figure.
It's like they're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
It sounds like Margaret Hamburg to me. I understand why she does so well with these people.
Yes.
Well, I mean, what about, and nobody ever talks about those two studies done by the University of Hawaii that show that 60, 70, 80-year-old people with the highest cholesterol levels had the lowest all-cause mortality rate. I mean, you know, it's because there's an agenda at foot to sell medication. That's what this is all about. So that's what it's all about.
So I saw this on Facebook. It's called a sleeve it.
Yeah.
Have you seen that on Facebook or heard of that?
Well, because you told me about it.
So evidently it's a plastic...
It's a condom that you slide down your throat.
Like a plastic condom that you slide down your throat that's supposed to, after you eat, you swallow it, and then you pull the plastic condom bag out of your throat and throw it away.
And as soon as you said it to me, I said, this is impossible. It will not work.
Well, so I tried, I looked on Snopes, and I couldn't find anything that said that it was real. There was a website for it, but I think it's, you know, somebody's playing a joke
or
something.
Yeah, they have to be.
So, but there, interestingly enough, there were some pro Anna forums that the girls were saying, I wish this were true.
Right.
So they'll probably try and create one themselves.
Okay, so let's talk about this. The esophagus splits off into the trach where the lungs get their air, and there's a little flap of skin that acts as a valve that opens and closes so food doesn't go, you don't aspirate your food and your breath and your food stay separate. If you slide this condom-like device down your throat, you'll keep yourself from breathing, first of all, number one. Number two, when you told me this, I thought, wait a minute, food doesn't, if you eat a hoagie and it stays lodged in your throat instead of down in your stomach, you're going to die. Okay? It can't just stay in your throat like that. And if it goes deep enough down into being your stomach, how the hell are you going to get it out when it's filled with food and it's larger than your esophagus? None of this makes sense. But the idea that there are people out there who probably wish it's true is, to me, the most startling of all. It's like, just vomit if you're going to do that. Just eat your food and throw it back up if that's what you want to do.
Well, that's what bulimics do.
I understand, but I mean, this is idiocy. So to keep yourself from the act of vomiting, you're going to let the food stay lodged in your throat? Really? Are you that stupid?
It's got to be. So
it's a spoof.
Got to be a joke.
It's got to be a spoof.
S-L-E-E-V-E-A-T.
Yeah, it's got to be nonsense. Either that or I'm not understanding it. I mean, unless it's a bag that lines your stomach, but you still couldn't get it out. How do you get it out once it's filled with food and it's this big? you know, the size of, let's say, a softball. How do you get it out of your throat?
It says, place sleeve it in your mouth with its sleeve part backward. Enter the tongue into its special elastic hole. Swallow sleeve its back part by drinking a whole cup of water. That's it. Sleeve it is ready for use. Eat and drink as much as you can. Enjoy life and food without limits. When done, pull sleeve it out of your mouth. Take your tongue out of the elastic hole. Empty sleeve it to the toilet. Wash it with water and let it dry for an hour. You can reuse sleeve it up to 100 times.
That none of it sounds right. If you look at the way the esophagus, the way the throat is designed, where does the food go? If it's going into the stomach, that means that it's gathering. It's going to be larger than a softball. You're not going to be able to just pull it out of your throat and spit it out. The idea that they would make it so that you would wash it and put it back in your throat, there's all sorts of bacteria that could form in it. You'll be injecting yourself, your stomach with bacteria. None of it makes sense.
It's got to be a joke.
I hope it is. If it's not a joke, people need to be murdered invented it.
What about these poor girls on these Pro-Anna forums? Saying they wish it were real.
Yeah, they're going to take plastic bags and try to style their own sleeve it, and they're going to suffocate. Because once it gets down their throat, it's going to lodge and they won't be able to breathe.
I hope they're wiser than that.
Well, you know what? Life isn't for everyone. You know, there are people out there that are too dumb to manage their own lives, so that's it.
That was a pretty harsh statement.
Well, you know, if you think of us as animals, you know what I mean? The strong survive, and life isn't for everyone, I guess. That's it.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I'm being cold. It's just the truth.
The time for a break?
Yes, it's time for a break. I have to take my meds anyway, so obviously they're wearing off. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The American government loves Monsanto because if Monsanto's successful, then we will control the world because we'll have control of the food.
Listen to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Weekdays at noon.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ICEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ICEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ICEA banner ad today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
When this song comes on, I feel like I'm at a funky blues club.
It goes with
Pastor Cavassier.
It goes with your Jimi Hendrix t-shirt.
Yeah, right? You like that?
Yeah. That's cool.
Pastor Cavassier. Okay. So they're working on a new drug to combat antibiotic-resistant disorders now, right? In the UK?
British University makes antibiotic-resistant breakthrough.
Yeah, and this is important.
It only works on gram-negative bacteria, though.
Which gram, there's a dye that they use. So gram-positive means that the dye is absorbed and shows up on this bacteria, and gram-negative just means that the dye doesn't affect it for some reason. So that's how they differentiate gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria.
Okay. So it says research that could pave the way for an entirely new class of drugs to combat highly resistant superbugs. Scientists say they've found the Achilles heel of a major group of bacteria, which includes E. coli and other potentially deadly species.
But what's going to happen? How did we get here?
It's the same thing's going to happen.
Right. So because just like us, bacteria's goal is to survive and thrive. It's in every species, from single cell all the way up to multi-cell complex organisms like ourselves, to survive. And any of these things tend to be hormetins, which means that there will be some bacteria that it will kill and some that it will make stronger. And those bacteria will proliferate, and then we'll have another problem on our hands. So, And the other problem I have right now is it's well known that, I'm sorry, I have got to say the FDA's name again, that the FDA has told companies who pharmaceutical companies are holding the FDA at arm's length right now in the area of antibiotics. They're saying, look, it's not worth for us to produce, to do antibiotic research because there's no money in antibiotics. And then we have to do all this research to make sure that they're safe. But if you let us treat antibiotics the way you let us treat vaccines, well, we really don't have to do the research to make sure they're safe, but just make sure that they kill the bacteria and then indemnify us. If years from now we find out that they're hurting people, then we'll go ahead and invest in antibiotic research.
Oh, when you just said that, it made me think of the celiac disease, the pill for celiac disease. The FDA is trying to fast track that pill so that it can get to market quicker.
Yeah. So that fast track just means we won't know if it's really safe or not.
Without any results showing that it is safe.
Right, right. So they've already agreed to allow new antibiotics to be introduced with less safety testing.
So they're fast-tracking that.
Yeah, because we're in such dire need of antibiotics.
Well, why don't they stop using so many antibiotics?
Well, yeah, the first thing they have to do is get the farmers to stop using it in their cattle. I mean, you know, again, FDA, they don't have the critical thinking skills at the entire FDA to put these things together and go, look, if we want to stop antibiotic-resistant issues, we probably need to get all of the unnecessary antibiotics out of the food chain. We need to tell doctors to stop prescribing antibiotics for stupid reasons just so their patients feel like they got something when they came there today. I mean, there's just so many things that have to change, but the FDA won't do that. They just won't. What do you want to talk about next, Alisa?
Do you want to talk about listener questions?
Yeah, I want to do this one first because this is really interesting. So Constanturi Davison, those of you who know him, he is a blogger. He is a talented photographer. He recently launched a clothing line. And one of the things that I really like about Khan is that he is a devotee of family. He's always talking about the wisdom of his grandfather and his grandmother and how it's affected his life and so on. Well, his grandmother, she kept a diary maybe, I don't know if you call it a diary or a journal or maybe just a log, where she would write down, like, here's one one instance here. I want to get this here. This is from Tuesday, 1986, March 11th. Con, do me a favor. Would you message me, if you're listening live, your grandmother's full name, because I want to give her credit, obviously. Mostly cloudy and rained at night. High of 44, low of 30. I went to see Dr. Pascural, WT-234 pressure. I'm trying to think what that is. Oh, a weight 234, pressure 140 over 81. That's not too bad for the blood pressure. We had leftover beef stew for dinner. JR called. So this is the kind of stuff that she logged on a day-to-day basis. And Khan was amazed because he was reading this. And he said, you know, I started to see patterns about the days she felt bad and the days that she took meds and the days she felt good and the days she missed her meds, the days she took bad, that she felt bad. Elise is making fun of me. She just threw me off. the days she felt bad and the days she ate lots of carbs, the days she felt good and the days she ate like high protein and veggies. And see, in retrospect, being able to look at all these pages and string them together, he's able to get insights into like the things that she felt bad about and the things that she felt good about. It was amazing.
That's amazing. There's two silver linings there. It tells us that we all should journal like that.
Yes.
We should all do that.
Yes, we should. And it doesn't have to be sophisticated. It doesn't have to be epiphany days. Like, oh, the most wonderful. It's just like she would say what the weather was like, what the family ate that night, what was notable that day that affected her, whether Khan had friends over. I mean, it was really cool. So here's another one from June 30th, Monday, 1986. Mostly cloudy, rained, high 64, low 56. I'm not feeling so well today. My medication is getting next to me. In other words, it's bothering her. I'm just lying around most of the day. Here's one from March 21st, Tuesday, 1989. A clear day, high 34, low 18. I washed. We went out to Northland. We bought Khan a pair of gray shoes, two shirts, and a gray belt. JR called at night. I feel very well. We had black-eyed peas, okra, and steak for dinner. I bought a green kettle at Hudson. So the days that she ate animal protein and veggies, she says she felt well. It's interesting. Now, here's another one. October 25th, Wednesday, 1989. Mostly fair, high 74, low 48. I'm not feeling well today. My new medication, Cardizin, and it's probably Cardizim. It's for heart. They put me on that, Con, when I developed my heart problem. It regulates the heartbeat. It's probably Cardizim. But anyway, Cardizin made me very sick last night. I'm not doing very much today. I washed rugs on my bedroom floor. Con had his piano lesson, and we ate leftovers. So here her medication was making her feel sick. And there's more. 12-6-1989, she was prescribed Vasotec for blood pressure. On November 27th, she was prescribed Micronase for blood sugar. Just to go to the end, I'm sorry, I'm reading another message of his. She goes on and on. She was taking Lasix. This poor woman was the victim of polypharmacy. How could she know when she felt good, when it was the drugs or whether it was really something valid? It's sad. This is what happens to that generation. I posted that thing on Facebook about Dr. Oz, and a woman said, I do trust him because he's a surgeon.
Yeah, so I posted on there, if Dr. Oz, she said she trusted him because he's a surgeon. So my response was, if he told you to go jump off a bridge, would you? Just because he's a surgeon?
Yes, she would. She would.
And that's the era of our parents.
Yes, the doctors know everything.
So my stepfather is on 17 different medications. You tried to get him to stop taking his over-the-counter Tylenol PM.
Right,
his doctor told
him
to use it. He said no, his doctor told him to use it.
Right. It's crazy. It's crazy. Here's one, March 7, 1983. I took Duilio, I think it is, D-U-I-L-L-I-O. I washed as usual. We went down to Kingsway and got a refund off of Khan's suit. I'm not feeling well. I think the Duilio is getting next to me. We ate roast cabbage and macaroni and cheese for dinner.
Interesting.
I mean, but clearly, most of the entries where she did not feel well. Here, Tuesday, December 11, 1984, cloudy, rain, 39 high and low of 35. Robert went Christmas shopping. I'm not doing very much today. I took the Lasix and it made me feel pretty bad. I did some ironing. Khan took a piano lesson today. Every time she took a drug, she didn't feel good. How can you do that to people?
How can doctors?
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't tell me you were doing something to help her. This is evidence that it didn't help her.
Okay. So meanwhile, on Facebook, we were just talking about Facebook. There was a testosterone medicine lawsuit Facebook page.
What, can I say something real quick?
Oh, Paula? Yeah.
Khan just messaged me. He says her name was Cotil Smith. She died in 1992. Thank you for sharing this, Khan. Thank you very much.
That's a piece of gold.
I know.
That he has.
I know.
You know. That's awesome that she kept that and now he has that.
Yes. All right, good. I'm sorry.
Okay. So anyway, there was a Facebook page, testosterone medicine lawsuit, where they are advertising on Facebook trying to find people that have used testosterone
and gotten sick.
And
I don't believe they're very successful, by the way. I don't think they're finding a lot of men.
It says, if you've suffered because of low T prescription drugs, you may be entitled to a huge settlement. If you've been injured by testosterone medicine, we can help. Let us help fight for your rights to save you from the prescription drug companies.
Now, keep in mind that one of the posts that you have there, somebody said, asked a question about the side effects.
It says, what are the side effects of testosterone? And then whoever is managing their page says, every individual has different side effects. The side effects that our representatives are looking for are heart attack, stroke, cardiac arrest, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, and in some cases, death.
I would love to post on there and say, hi, I just saw your post on Facebook. I died 3 weeks ago from testosterone. Can you help me? I'd love to post that, these idiots. You know what the funny thing is? If those are the side effects of testosterone, why doesn't every 19-year-old boy die of heart disease when his testosterone levels are flying high? These are sick people that they're giving testosterone to, and maybe they feel good and they're trying to have sex with their wives and they're having heart attacks. It's not the testosterone. Shame on these companies.
So this is from MedPage Today. Results question heart risks of testosterone treatment. It says a new analysis countered recent studies linking the use of testosterone therapy with increased risks of myocardial infarction and stroke. Among roughly 20,000 patients treated with testosterone over a six-year period, the rate of MIs was 30 per 100,000, and the rate of new strokes was 10 per 100,000. These rates were significantly lower compared with rates in Kaiser Permanente and Northern Manhattan Registry Database. So why is there such a large difference?
Because you can find okay, first of all, we know that when testosterone is prescribed to men who are already sick.
So they're using the one study from Kaiser Permanente.
Mm-hmm.
To have all these lawsuits against people.
And
it's from Kaiser Permanente.
Right. And keep in mind that next week, Wednesday, at 12 o'clock, we are doing a show called Testosterone Deficiency, Cardiac Health, and Older Men with a scientist who published a study. His name is Dr. Jeff Hackett. And it's quite contrary, his research, to the current information out there about testosterone being dangerous. But you won't hear about it in the mainstream media. You won't hear about this in the mainstream media, I can promise you. So
it's terrible.
Should I look and see what other comments and questions we have? I really
okay,
didn't do a
so
good job
on it. Okay, so I have
on
one here from Lee Tenenbaum.
Okay.
Do you post transcripts of your show anywhere?
Not right now. I actually tried to get a couple of our sponsors. Transcription service is expensive, just for the record. It's about $1 a minute of transcribed information. So you figure I do 2 hours a day, back out the commercials. It's probably about an hour and 40, because it's actually an hour and 57 minutes. It's probably about an hour and 40 something minutes of actual dialogue. So when you take that, that's $100 a show it would cost me to transcribe every single show. That's $2,200 a month because I do 22 shows a month. So I tried to get some of our sponsors to belly up and pay
sponsor
us. Yeah, to say, look, and we'll put your ads in the transcribed data on the website and the PDFs and, you know, but I couldn't get anybody to bite. So at this point in time, I'm not doing it. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, but peeling $2,200 off and dedicating it to transcription service is just not something that's in the cards right this minute. Right this minute. It is something that I want to do. It really is.
Okay, so Andrew Michael Barker said, can anyone recommend the best medicine ball for training at home?
I have no idea.
No, I don't either.
Medicine
ball? It seems like they would all be about the same.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about medicine balls. I got to be honest with you. I see them at the gym.
I use them at the gym.
You use the one with the handles, right? It's got like two handles.
No, no. I was just going to say I like the ones without the handles.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, no, I don't. I think they might all kind of be the same, though.
Here's a question from Michael McGregor. He says, Carl, I've heard you talk on a few shows about thyroid testing and treatments. However, I'd not finding the shows to know which thyroid meds to look into. For my wife, she's 44 years old and on HRT, but no testosterone has not been added. New doctor ordered thyroid tests, and I want to put her on thyroid meds, but I said no till we look into the safest ones. I said maybe Armour. Then doctor said Nature Shield, I think. No, it's Nature's Throid. It's actually very good. What would you say is the best? Nature's Throid is actually a better, it's better than Armour. So Armour Thyroid is porcine thyroid that has been, let's use the term, washed or filtered so that only T4 and T3 are in there. But we do know that there are other thyroid hormones produced by the thyroid, hence T1, T2, T5, and T6. There are actually six thyroid hormones, if I stand to be corrected, five or six. But we only focus on T4 and T3 because they're the most biologically active. That doesn't mean T1 and T2 don't do something. We know that T2 causes fat loss. Well, Nature's Throid is a complete porcine thyroid. In other words, it is not cleansed of the T1, T2, T5, and T6.
Now, is that prescription only?
Yes, it's everything.
And who makes that?
Nature's Shield makes it, I believe. My niece Kelly is vice president of an ad agency in Scottsdale, Arizona. And the only reason why I even know about this stuff is because that's their client. It's called Nature's Throid.
Oh, interesting.
So, yes, it's really a good product. But I would say Armour is the second best. I take Armour only because I wasn't ready to step up to the Nature's Throid, but I think I am going to switch to Nature's Throid the next couple
months. Sounds like you should.
Yeah, I am. So there you go. Hopefully that answered your question.
Okay, so this comes from Jack Yee, Y-E-E.
Yeah,
yeah. Best podcast ever, exclamation point. Please tell Carl I love his rants and tell T-Lat she is super hot.
Well, obviously, he's going to love today's show.
I like that part.
You know which one I have to? I have to give a shout out to Elaine.
Elaine Williams?
Yeah. So Elaine posted this on Facebook the other day, I got to read this. And this was really humbling. I mean, I got to find it.
When
now.
She was talking about how they were traveling. I saw pictures.
Is it on her? Is it on her page, too, do you think?
Yeah. So
why don't we
find that a little bit later? I'll find it for
okay,
you.
Okay.
And then I'll read this one from Clint Grefford.
Okay.
Says, hi, Elisa. I have a question for Casual Friday. Over the years, I have heard on and off that some supplements like greens, amino acid powders, and even vitamins last longer and stay fresh longer if kept in the refrigerator. Can you shed some light on this for me? All the best from Crystal and I.
I have no idea about that. I mean, I think refrigerating anything really makes it last longer, personally.
I have always been told to keep my fish oil
fish
in
oil
the refrigerator
sure.
because
fish
it
oil.
Makes it last longer.
Yes, and actually fish oil and other oils will not become rancid if you refrigerate them. But I don't know about the other things. Here it is. So Elaine Williams, this was posted on June 18th. Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and then back to Utah, Nevada, and California. 4,000-mile road trip, worth every mile, listening to Carl Lenore, Elisa Profumo, Adele Musa, and the rest of the superhuman nation all the way. How flattering is that? A 4,000-mile round trip, and the whole time she was in the car, she's listening to the show.
That's great.
I mean, thank you so much. That's so beautiful. So what else do we have, Elisa? We only have a few minutes left. So
I have one more from Angela Bissonette.
Okay.
But I have to look it up really quick because I am pulling a Carl here.
Yeah, there you go. I do that. I announce I'm going to talk about something before I actually have it in front of me. I'm notorious for doing that. If you can't find it.
No, because I told her we were going to answer her question. She's pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
She wanted to know about circumcision for her child.
You know, I don't know that there's any value in circumcision. I got to be honest with you. Circumcision was a result of religious beliefs that men's penises should not look like beasts or animals' penises.
Okay, here's the question. My question was on circumcision on newborn male babies and whether or not to have it done. I'm currently 20 weeks pregnant and have tried to look online for answers, but am having terrible luck on any of the information. Most of the info I find contradict each other or are super biased on one side or the other.
I would apply critical thinking here, okay? Men are born with that extra skin on their penis for a reason, okay? It's not a defect that until modern medicine could figure out what to do with it or religion figured out what they should do with it. The earliest information about circumcision were religious beliefs that men's penises shouldn't look like the penis of a beast. Okay, of an animal and have that extra skin on it, like a dog's penis or something like that.
But don't they get, like, bacteria caught
in it? Of course not. No more so than anyone who has been circumcised and doesn't stay clean. I mean, that skin pull. Look, first of all, nobody in my father's family was circumcised because they were all delivered at home. And they didn't, we weren't Jewish, so a moil didn't come over and circumcise them as part of a ritual rite of passage. So my father was never circumcised.
Okay, so, but what if she does have it done? What
I don't think it's going to matter either way, but I have to believe that circumcision is, at a minimum, an inappropriate and unnecessary procedure. We're born with that skin for a reason. If not, we would have been selected for penises that look different than the way they do now. We would have been selected to change that, just the way we were selected to stand up eventually and walk and use our hands and everything else. It's like it's not bad. It's not horrible. Now, I will say that there may be some social pressures, right? Because not enough men are circumcised today, where a woman may see a penis that's not circumcised and be turned off by it. But other than that, I don't see any reason to circumcise a man. I mean, as long as he understands how to pull the skin back and wash himself properly, what's the deal? And I mean, they circumcise women in some backwards countries because they don't want them to have orgasms. So they mutilate the clitoris. That's no more right than circumcising a man. These are culturally implied and religiously implied things that have no place in, you know, ultimately how it affects your health or your happiness or anything else. You can live without it. There's a lot of people out there who aren't circumcised. They're quite happy. And the women that they're with, they're very happy too. So I don't think it's necessary.
Did they tell you they were happy?
Well, I don't know because I'm circumcised. They've never said anything to me about it.
TMI.
Was that too much information? Well, what do you want me to say? It's the truth. I mean, I was born in a hospital. In hospitals, they make you do it now. I mean, it's just another procedure they can charge you for, I guess. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet you if you say you don't want your son circumcised, they'll take the kid away from you now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, we're taking him away. You don't know anything about kids. All right, listen, we have to pull the plug. We've gone about a minute over. It's been a great week, and we have a really great week now. We got some knock it out of the park shows next week.
I tell you, Jenny and Alex are really, I mean, what they're scheduling for you is way and above better than so many of the other podcasts out there.
Well, and there was one podcast out there where the guy said he wasn't doing the podcast anymore because it was nothing new to talk about. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You mean everything is done? We've talked about everything already? I mean, look at this. We just discovered that high melatonin levels can turn white fat into brown fat. People are sitting in ice tubs all day long trying to do that. Well, we just found something worth talking about. And we got a whole lot of good stuff to talk about next week. So hopefully you'll tune in. And we'll keep you posted as we go. Thank you for listening today.
Bye.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years.